Welcome to the Redneck Dentist Podcast. I am Doc Mike, host of the podcast. A series of Forrest Gump-like events have brought me to where I am, a small-town country dentist. My experiences in country living, country freedom, country dentistry, and my reaction to pertinent current events will help you live a life of more freedom and less worry. Thank you for choosing the Redneck Dentist Podcast. So let's get to today's freedom-inspiring episode. Hey, this is Doc Mike, the Redneck Dentist. Thank you for joining us live here on Real Liberty Media. On a Sunday, following Behind the Woodshed with Hal Anthony. Dang, man, that guy is awesome. You guys realize, like, I listen to a lot of other shows, some podcasts, some live radio. And, you know, a lot of, let me start over, shall we? Maybe. Let's see. Because I don't want to get into that just right off the bat. This is Doc Mike, the Redneck Dentist, the fastest hour on Real Liberty Media, and I don't turn left. Thanks, Hal. What a great bit of information. Maybe you don't like it being called a show, but we were entertained and educated. And that's what I was getting at. The format of a lot of people I listen to, you know, they might have 2 or 3 hour shows, but it seems like they repeat themselves a lot. Hal, on the other hand, does not. Man, you might have to listen to that show on podcast also just to get everything that guy has to pass on. It's awesome. Fantastic bit of information, and I always appreciate it. But, yeah, sometimes I have to go back and listen again. Always good, though. Anyway, again, thanks for, speaking of repeating, thanks for joining us here live on Real Liberty Media. You can come in the chat room at reallibertymedia.com, join the conversation. It's hopping today, which is awesome. And, you know, if you don't have time or you just can't get in on the live show here on Real Liberty Media, listen to the podcast. They're all there for you to download and listen to. And there's some show notes up there. Hal does a really awesome job of documenting his. Me, not so much. That's the way it goes. Okay, we had a little family thing yesterday. It was fun. Man, you want to take time to count your blessings. Just get together with family. You can kind of escape all the crazy stuff going on in the world. For a little bit anyway. It was great. We actually, 3 of us, sat outside under a nice big fan in a little covered area and watched a baseball game because they're all Brewers fans and, well, Padre fans. And the Brewers were playing, so we watched a game out there. It was hot. It was like 95, but the fan made it just right. And we were getting these little kind of cloud breaks once in a while. That cooled it off. So it might have been hot, but then you get this cloud come over and a little bit of breeze with it and kind of blow the heat out for a few minutes, and it made it very tolerable. And then as the sun set, we started doing some stuff more out in the lawn, and there's a video up if you guys want to see it. I'll post it in the chat at some point. Oh, and I should make this a little brief announcement. I am still on call this week as the emergency dentist in the state of Oregon for certain people. So if they call me during the show, we'll put some music on. I'll handle the call. We'll come back and try and finish up. Oh, thanks for posting that, Vinny. It's kind of funny. So, yeah, that's also Redneck Dennis did his version of Devil Went Down to Georgia. And I don't have that video, so I don't know when and if it will turn up on BitChute or somewhere. But if it does, I won't be posting it. I'm kidding. I'm not musically talented at all, like none whatsoever. But, you know, here's the deal. Like when you got your family together and, you know, you want everybody to have a good time, you do stuff just for fun, you know, just to kind of get things going or to encourage other people to, you know, jump in and do it. So we had a little karaoke thing going on. We have, there's actually people in the family that are very musically talented. Hell, they still play in groups, in bands in Southern California and here in Oregon. And so the video you see is Tim and Dan playing drums to Tequila, and then their wives are backing them up. So that's a good time, and can kind of see how we had this set up. It wasn't a million people. It was like, I don't know, 15, 20 people here. Just a great time for us all. So that was cool. Holy cow. So much going on in the world. You know, you do. You have to take some time out and just relax and enjoy what you have. Because you never know what's coming next, man. I mean, we can all kind of think about all the stuff that's going to be coming at us, but really it's kind of pure speculation until it happens. And when it happens, then you know. So it's always good to be prepared. I have kind of, I'm kind of going in a direction today. I had no idea I was going to go in this direction instead of, except sort of at the last minute. So forgive me if it's a little rough, kind of cut up, but, you know, that's the way it goes. Let's see. Okay, so I did want to kind of hit this Brittany Griner update, only because this freaking headline was so funny. I thought it was kind of like a Babylon Bee headline at first, but it's not. This is actually very serious, but let me read this. Let me read this headline. It's hilarious. It says, Griner update. Family of a third detainee begging Biden to be added to the exchange deal. So what I was thinking is they were begging to have Biden added to the exchange deal with Russia. You know, like trade Biden for Griner and whoever else. But no, that's not it. It was another, it was a teacher, a 60-year-old American teacher behind bars in Russia wants to be added to the United States' proposed prisoner exchange deal with the Kremlin to bring back basketball star Brittany Griner. Okay, so they wanted their family member to be added to the exchange. They didn't actually want Biden added to the exchange, which I thought was an awesome idea, by the way. But here's the deal. And I kind of talked about this with Griner, too, how this whole story changed from, you know, her legal advisors. I don't know. They're people here in the United States who are trying to give advice to the Russian legal system, I guess. And they said at first, they was like, oh, well, she has, you know, she has a prescription to be able to use medical marijuana. And then it turned into, well, she doesn't know how that got into her personal belongings. Like, you know, went from one extreme to the other extreme. Like, hey, it's legal for me to use this. Oh, I don't know how it got in there. Well, this guy, listen to this. Doctors in the U.S. had prescribed this guy the use of medical marijuana for chronic pain he suffered during several injuries and surgeries. He packed 14 vape cartridges of medical marijuana into his suitcase, stuffing some in his shoes and placed some cannabis buds in a contact lens case, his wife said, according to the Post. It's pretty simple, his son Ethan told a newspaper. He thought he could get away with it. Yeah, no. No. No, he didn't. And it was stupid. I mean, you're going to a foreign country for crying out loud. Yeah, I'm not going to beat a dead horse, but no, they don't care. They don't care about your little medical marijuana permit here in the United States, probably in one of the few states that's, you know, has gone through the legalization process, and you all know how I feel about it. I think it's an awesome drug. It's a natural drug put here on Earth for us to use. We have cannabinoid receptors. for a purpose. I mean, we wouldn't have those receptors if there wasn't, you know, some exposure over the evolution of man, if you believe in evolution. We wouldn't have those receptors if there we didn't have a need for that drug to bind to those receptors. So I think it's a great medicine. I have used it myself for medical reasons, and it's fantastic. But, you know, you're going into a foreign country. They just don't care, so don't do it. It's stupid. Just stupid, stupid, stupid. So anyway, yeah, too bad we couldn't trade Biden, you know, in the swap. Oh, and by the way, this is awesome. This is just purely a gem. I mean, sometimes you're just gifted, you know, with these stories. It's, you know, you can't pass them up. So Biden, on Saturday, announced that he has, you know, COVID again. And in some places are saying, well, he's having this rebound COVID because of Paxlovid. Because Paxlovid can cause these return symptoms. And I'm just thinking to myself, okay, so double jabbed, double boosted, got COVID, got treated with the government's, you know, bioweapon treatment, and has rebound COVID. How can you possibly think that getting this medication, any of it, is a good idea when you see this happen to probably the most protected person in the country, and he still, you know, he still gets it. And is still, of course, sick. Needs a couple more days working from home, I guess. But you can't, I mean, those kind of things, they just come to you. You gotta take them and run with them. You know, great story. Thanks, Biden, for your effort there to make sure we all know just how worthless the jabs, the boost, and Paxlovid are. Fantastic. But they're still pushing it, you know, roll up your sleeve, get your kids jabbed, make sure that they are, you know, going to be part of the ongoing, whatever this is, joke. Pelosi going to Taiwan. China has threatened to shoot down her plane. I couldn't find anywhere where you could actually make a donation, you know, to that effort, but it would be horrible if they shot down her plane. But you know what? Okay, so I'm going to get into some information here pretty quick that was actually a little bit shocking to me, but really not that much, except for the depth at which the current administration is going to label a lot of us domestic terrorists, which I'm sure, if I'm on their radar at all, I'm sure I would fit their little, flow chart to be labeled a domestic terrorist, because I believe in freedom. I think a lot of people listen to the shows here on Real Liberty Media, especially Hal's or mine. I mean, we believe in freedom. We're doing everything we can to remain free. And I'm going to kind of get into some things. You know, the sad thing is you can't really talk about violence, I guess. Well, yeah, you can. That's part of being free. But the problem is right now, you know, you're going to get, your information is going to get deleted on many different platforms. They just aren't going to put your podcast up. They're not going to put your information up unless you're live. And then as soon as you're done with your live, you try and post that, they're going to take it down. Like, you can't say, hey, we're going to, you know, resist. Well, I don't know. Maybe you can say that we're going to resist any way necessary to remain free. You can't say, we're going to kill the bastards that come to take our guns, because they will, you know, censor that kind of talk, which is kind of scary, because there's going to come a time when the communications, you know, if something isn't done to keep lines of communication open, well, how in the hell are you going to communicate with other like-minded individuals that, hey, we need to resist, you know, some incoming military or non-military, most likely, advance. You know, they're coming to take your guns, for example. Okay, they're going to, you know, we notice forces moving in a certain area and they're just going in and taking everybody's guns from their homes. Well, how would the resistance actually be able to communicate that in this day and age? When everything that, you know, number one, well, the internet in every form, your phone, your home computer, streaming services, television, are all controlled by somebody else. And that somebody, all those somebody else's are all interested in censoring the information, especially violent content. They're not opposed to violence, of course. It's kind of one of the points I'm trying to make here, is there's going to be violence, probably. It's the natural kind of development of modern societies. So whether you participate willingly or unwillingly with that violence, would you rather be armed or unarmed? Like, it kind of makes sense to me, you know, the only reason they want to take away your weapons is so that you cannot resist effectively. You know, because once they are the ones with all the weapons, it's over. Well, it's not necessarily over, but it becomes extremely difficult. I was thinking back of the, I can't remember now, was it the Polish uprising that held off the Germans for a couple months? You always hope that these kind of movements are going to be put down in some fashion. Like right now, it's just so ridiculous, the censorship that's going on to keep people from talking about, you know, resisting what's going on, puts us in a really bad place. Now, of course, there's other means of communication that we've all maybe forgot about. I mean, ham radio, CB radios, walkie-talkies, some of those things are still not able to be actually censored. I mean, they may be able to block signals, I would imagine, you know, frequency jamming stuff, but who knows? But we better be prepared one way or the other. You know, this isn't always going to be, I don't think that we're if the tech companies and the government who are, you know, working together these days, any information that they don't want out is not going to get out. It's that simple. I do have an interesting story kind of showing how some some government entities are fighting back in an interesting way, and I'm kind of I'll be interested to see how this plays out. Let me see, maybe if I could play this clip. I'm going to play this clip. This is it's a short clip from Fox News. Just listen to this real quick, because I was actually kind of surprised to hear this and to find out that this wasn't the first state doing it. So let me make sure. I might have to get the audio going through the system, but let's just
has just deemed five financial institutions ineligible for state banking contracts on the grounds that they boycott fossil fuel companies. You want to know what courage looks like? It's standing up to BlackRock, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, and Wells Fargo, some of the biggest firms in the world. Joining me now is the man who made this determination, West Virginia Treasury, Riley Moore. Riley, thank you. When we had you on in January, at the time, you noted that other states were considering moves like this. Will this be the start of a domino effect against the woke CEOs?
Well, Laura, thank you so much for having me on. And yes, I do believe this is the first step, because similar legislation that has authorized me to do this has also passed in Kentucky, Oklahoma, Tennessee, in Texas, and I've been in conversations with them, and they are working on their lists, like we have in West Virginia now, the restricted financial institutions list. So this is just the first step in this process.
Well, J.P. Morgan responded to your move, telling the New York Times that this decision is short-sighted and disconnected from the facts, adding that its business practices are not in conflict with this anti-free market law. Now, Riley, the big banks are obviously trying to just pay lip service to conservatives or assuage your concerns about free markets. Your response?
Yeah, that's hilarious. So J.P. Morgan Chase and these other banks that we have listed clearly have prohibitions on lending to the fossil fuel industry. Maybe perhaps they might do some business in oil. Maybe they might do some in gas. But I'll give you an example. They do have direct prohibitions on lending to coal, which we are a coal state here in West Virginia. We just happen to power the country. I guess not that big of a deal. But it is a very important resource here in the United States. So they have a direct lending prohibition on all thermal coal in this country and any financing related to that. So I don't buy that argument. And secondarily, this is a free market solution. I am a market participant. I'm not a market regulator. And all we're asking for is for the free market to remain free, for these financial institutions to assess risk and capital and decide all their decisions based on those factors and not some woke political agenda.
Yeah. Well, Riley, speaking of coal, Phil Kirpin discovered buried in this Spendorama climate change bill that your senator, Joe Manchin, supports, is going to make possible. Included in this is a big tax hike in Section 13901 on coal, increasing the tax per ton on underground mines from 50 cents to $1.10, from 25 cents to 55 cents on the surface mines. Is Joe Manchin really representing the interests of the people of West Virginia with this legislation, your view?
You know, I have to say it is really disappointing, his support of this legislation with this tax on coal. And just to be clear, the coal operators aren't going to end up paying this tax. It's like all taxes that Democrats put forward. The consumer will. You already see energy prices rising right now. There's 14% increase in energy prices in this country, which has really driven that CPI number, the number that we just saw come out as it relates to inflation. This is going to just pile more onto that. This is going to increase inflation. So I do have to say it is disappointing to see that he is supporting this, since we are a coal state. But at the end of the day, this should be important to everybody in the country, because you are going to end up paying the price.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, and that's a funny thing about the about any government agency, any administration, whenever they start taxing anybody, but especially, you know, corporations that produce something that consumers use. It's like they don't understand that that tax is going to get passed down to the consumer, to the person at the bottom of the, bottom of the rung, who's actually using that product. That the cost has to be passed on, or corporations can't continue doing business. So like I've said before about people, you know, voting for tax increases, for police and fire and any of those services that you pay for, you know, as a renter or let's say as somebody living in any kind of community, and you vote for increased taxes, and the landlords, the property owners are like, oh, okay, we got to pay this added tax. We're going to have to raise our, you know, rent, our cost of rent to the people who are living, you know, in our apartments or houses or whatever. And then the people who are renting are like, hey, how come my rent went up? Well, yeah, because you voted to increase taxes so that these services would be, you know, covered. And well, it gets passed down. What was interesting about this clip is in the beginning, where you saw that, you know, there's four other states had already passed this kind of a ban or restriction on those five investment firms, preventing them from bidding on contracts that, you know, those all those local financial institutions have, which is awesome. I mean, it's going to take a long time before, you know, this kind of action actually has any effect on those five companies. But the problem is those five companies are the problem with censoring information today, because every single mainstream media outlet has to, you know, kowtow to them, because those five investment companies own pretty much every single other stock in the world. All of those other stock companies, by advertising on all of the mainstream media businesses, all of these news, cable news, broadcast news, your local news, your local TV, your primetime networks, they all buy advertising on all of those because that's how they get to you, the consumer, to buy their product. Well, if any of those mainstream media outlets don't kind of abide by the current woke agenda, well, those five investment companies will have their, all of those little stock companies pull their advertising on your network, on your local news channel. That's why you don't see information coming out. I mean, here you have the president, double boosted, double vaxxed, got Paxlovid, has a rebound COVID infection, basically. And they'll tell you, they will tell you that the president has COVID and got, you know, on Monday, you're going to hear how President Biden got rebound COVID over the weekend and he's going to be working from home again. But will anybody say in any of those news stories, will one single mainstream media outlet say, look, the frickin' vaccine is a joke, it doesn't work. The boosters are a joke, they don't work, and Paxlovid didn't do a damn thing. No, you're not going to hear that on the mainstream media. Because the advertising will get pulled, and, you know, when the advertising gets pulled, you don't have any other outlet. You don't, I mean, who are you going to go to for money to keep your show on the air if all of the Hershey's and Tide and Kellogg's, if they all pull their funding, basically, where are you going to go? I mean, luckily there are some alternative, what do they call it, like parallel economies being set up, and people are trying to make their themselves and their, like, podcasts immune to censorship, which ought to be interesting. I think it's really hard to do, and it's really expensive to do it. So you have to be extremely successful to be able to prevent that. I can be honest with you. I think pretty much, I don't think I've done one single show that wouldn't be canceled on a lot of platforms. That's why I choose certain platforms to make sure that my show goes on BitChute, Rumble, Odyssey, Buzzsprout. I don't even know for sure. I don't think Buzzsprout actually censors any of my shows, but I can guarantee you that probably on iHeartRadio, on Spotify, maybe not Spotify, but Pandora, Google, my show gets, you know, sent out on all these other platforms. I can bet some of my episodes have been taken down there. I don't go looking because I don't care. I already know, you know, that they're going to tag certain things and not have my full episodes on, you know, like Apple Music, for example, or Apple Podcast. I don't know what it's called. I don't use Apple. I'm looking to not use Verizon soon. I'm on Verizon network cell phone, but I'm going to be backing off a lot of that stuff that supports things I don't believe in, for one thing. And I think we tried that before one time, and we had really crappy coverage, but things are getting different now. But here's the problem. Okay, so there's a news outlet called One America News, and somebody who listens to the show gave me this information, like, literally right after my last show, and I went and listened and watched this episode. And basically, this news program, One America Network, they'd been on Verizon for a long time, I think 17 years or something like that. They've been, you know, having their show on something that Verizon owns, you know, some whatever delivery service that they own. And now Verizon is not going to renew their contract to have that show carried on Verizon platforms, whatever that means. Because the show won't, you know, join the woke revolution, because the show actually dispenses real factual information, thanks, Cowboy Tech, for sure. No kidding. He's talking about Paxlovid in the chat. Some good information there. But anyway, so Verizon is not going to renew their contract. So now this kind of, this network who's built up this huge listenership and following, on Verizon Network, because they won't kowtow to Verizon and include all this woke nonsense. Well, Verizon's just like, okay, well, we don't need you. We're going to move on. And the sad thing is that they don't need that programming, because they have the zombies. They have the brainwashed zombies to just, like, continue to feed off of the nonsense that is being put out in the world today. I was thinking about Pelosi's plane being shot down. I'm like, well, you know, is this a real possibility? If you think about it, we have this great military industrial complex. We have some of the greatest technology in the world. We have some of the greatest pilots in the world. We have, you know, whether you like them or not, we have some of the greatest freaking military people in the world. But now China is probably just looking at the bozos, the clowns we have dressed up as militia in this administration. They're like, yeah, they're a complete joke. You know, what's Biden going to do? Threaten China? I mean, he's kind of like in a really bad position to be threatening anybody, because he's in jeopardy of being blackmailed. I'm sure they've got crap on him that actually handcuffs him, keeps him from being able to do anything. But do you think China's afraid of anything we have to do with our military right now? They see the same stuff that we see. Everybody saw this kind of transgender education they were given to the Navy, you know, to sailors, like, hey, this is how you properly, you know, address somebody who's transgender or somebody who identifies, you know. And they're watching this stuff like, are you kidding me? Like, you're doing that to people that you want to go to war and actually kill other people, you know, get into battle, and you're having this woke education so that they know how not to offend somebody who identifies as some other gender than what they were born as. It's a complete joke. So Pelosi, I think, is really taking her chances. You know what? That's, like, not only that, I don't think she's done a lot to enamor anybody who is sent to protect her. Although, I got to tell you, those people take their jobs pretty damn seriously, you know, protecting, well, unfortunately, the elite politicians of this country. I mean, they take some pride into, hey, we're not going to let you shoot down, you know, one of our, you know, elected officials, even if they can't stand them. I mean, hell, if you think about it, it happened with Trump, although I don't think the military hated Trump. I don't know. But they're there because they take pride in what they're doing at that moment, as I did when I served. You know, I have second thoughts now only in what I believe in doing today. But I just can't believe how fast time goes by the way. That's a little aside. Can't believe we're 40 minutes into this show already. Okay, no. Those people take great pride in what they do. If they're told, you know, to do something, hey, you're going to protect Pelosi's plane. We're going to fly, you know, we're going to have somebody overhead watching for incoming. We're going to have jets escorting her to Taiwan. And any incoming threat, yeah, you're going to take them out. Okay, that's what we're ordered to do. We are going to get it done. That's what they think. That's their job, to do that thing. And the ones who are excellent at it are excellent at it. They're going to make sure that they do everything within their power to prevent Pelosi's plane from getting shot down. Whether they like her or not, whether she's done anything favorable for them or unfavorable to them, they are going to do their job. All right, so I want to get into this other thing. This is the big story here, my big story of the this hour. And that is this domestic terrorism thing. Now, I just stumbled upon this. This is a brand new source of information for me. In fact, let me bring it up. I forgot who it was. The Western Journal. Don't know anything about them, okay? I really don't. This is an interesting story with a lot of information in it. Let's just read through this before I get to my comments. I'll read a little bit to you. Let's wet our whistle first. After Joe Biden got in office, these are some of the things that he said these were the things that were important to him. One of the things he said was the two most lethal elements of today's domestic terrorism threat are one, racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists who advocate for the superiority of the white race, and number two, anti-government or anti-authority violent extremists, such as militia violent extremists, the fact sheet read. Plenty of other high-profile measures against so-called domestic terrorism have been launched by the administration in its Democrat allies, including a bill that would, among other things, create an intra-agency task force to sniff out white supremacist and neo-Nazi infiltration of the uniformed services and federal law enforcement agencies. Do you see what they're getting at here? Is they are going to determine what a white supremacist or neo-Nazi is in the uniformed service and the federal law enforcement agencies, that being the CIA, FBI, NSA, I don't know, whoever else, all those alphabet, you know, agencies. However, after all this hullabaloo, whistleblowers say the FBI wasn't able to turn up, whoops, I skipped something. Plenty of other high-profile measures against so-called domestic terrorism have been launched. Oh no, I covered that. However, after all this hullabaloo, whistleblowers say the FBI wasn't able to turn up enough cases of domestic terrorism to fit the narrative, so agents were pressured into classifying cases as domestic terrorism even if they weren't. From recent protected disclosures, we have learned that the FBI officials are pressuring agents to reclassify cases as domestic violent extremism even if the cases do not meet the criteria for such a classification. For example, one whistleblower explained that because agents are not finding enough domestic violence cases, they are encouraged and incentivized to reclassify cases as domestic violence cases, even though there is minimal circumstantial evidence to support the reclassification. According to whistleblowers, the FBI uses these metrics to dispense awards and promotions. Okay? So, they're saying, we need more of these domestic violence, terrorism cases. So, even if it doesn't quite fit what we have said we're going to use as the like definition of these domestic violent, domestic terrorist events, just go ahead and put it in that category because we're going to give you more money or you'll be up for promotion. You'll edge out the other guy by having more of these cases. Every whistleblower has called it an environment of pressure within the FBI. As we have detailed, multiple whistleblowers have disclosed how the Biden FBI is conducting a purge of FBI employees holding conservative views. Do you see where this is going? So they're going to get rid of people who are on the other side, basically. Let's just call it as it is. So, you know, you're in charge. Your administration is in charge now. So in order to promote your agenda even further, you're going to get rid of one side of the argument in your law enforcement agencies. So if people do believe in freedom, if they don't believe in, you know, all this woke nonsense about, you know, identifying somebody as some other gender, yeah, you're just going to get rid of them. So in other words, you're going to see some of these people who have a lot of these domestic terrorist cases, and they, you know, it might be extremely weak. I mean, maybe there's no information whatsoever to support the claim that somebody's a domestic terrorist, but because you call it that and you present it to your supervisors, well, they're going to add it to the numbers. They're going to pad the database of domestic terrorist events. And you're going to get promoted, and the guy who didn't do that because he doesn't believe in the nonsense, well, not only will he maybe not get promoted, but he may be singled out as being a sympathizer, and by being labeled a sympathizer, basically being chased off the mountain. You know, it's like, okay, you can go become a Border Patrol agent. No, I don't know. I don't know, but it's not good. Because, you know, when you start, you know, you start having people who only have one mindset, you know, I mean, think about Nazi Germany. I mean, it's just an example. But once everybody is kind of like pulling in the same direction, it gets kind of scary. Like nobody's, you know, stopping them and saying, hey, maybe we shouldn't be putting human beings in gas chambers. Or maybe we shouldn't just be gunning down 100 freaking, you know, thousands of people as we march them into, you know, well, to their death anyway. Yeah, nobody's saying that. And here you're just going to get rid of the people who might balance out, you know, somebody who might say, hey, yeah, we know he, you know, threw a watermelon down on, you know, through water, you know, whatever, some really not so violent thing at maybe a riot. No, I mean a peaceful demonstration. But if he's on the wrong side, if he's politically, you know, conservative, well, now it's a domestic terrorism event. And yeah, so if you don't have somebody to balance out what's going on there, if you don't have somebody to say, look, he dropped a freaking cantaloupe on the way to his car in the middle of a parade, you know, that's promoting, you know, some pride event. Oh, no. He threw that cantaloupe at some of those, you know, pride people. So that's domestic terrorism. Yeah, and it's not kept in check. And then get rid of the guy who says, hey, that wasn't a domestic terrorism event. Well, yeah, you can go back to, you know, some kind of office position until we can get rid of you. You know, until you're up for, until you're, you come up for, what do they call those things? Those reviews. Yeah, performance reviews. And then we'll point out to you how you really don't fit into our, you know, our law enforcement agency anymore, and we'll get rid of you and replace you with somebody who's woke and, you know, has identifies as something other than what they are, has a little bit of mental disease, but that's okay. They fit what we need them to do, and we'll put them to work. So let me just say this here. We're weakening the military by ridding it of people who love liberty and abhor the woke nonsense going on today. We promote transgenders and cater to their ever-whimpering needs. The FBI is apparently doing the same thing. These agencies, which have often been thought of as the barrier between the rest of the world and our ability to live freely and enjoy things we hold close to our hearts and souls, are no longer doing that. So do you think it's a good idea to give up your weapons? Do you think it's a good idea to fall in lockstep with this woke agenda? I mean, right now, the way it looks is we're on our way. I mean, the left has literally started calling their agenda the new liberal world order, or the liberal new world order. It's not a secret anymore. It's not a secret that the current administration, well, you could actually just say the left, the Democrats, and technology are in bed together. It wasn't the government necessarily. It wasn't the reigning administration before Biden was elected who was in bed with technology, who was censoring everything. They're flat out telling you. They are flat out showing you by their actions and their words what their agenda is. It's not a secret. Not in the least little bit is it a secret. You know what the sad thing is? You see people every day side by side with you. You know, that you see in your, I see in my daily life, that have absolutely zero idea what the agenda is. They have zero idea that they are being lied to constantly. They're being lied to on their little Twitter accounts, on their little Instagram, on their little Facebook, you know, on iHeartRadio, you know, on so many of these platforms, they are being lied to. And they have zero idea that the world around them is changing so much that they, when it hits them, they are, it's going to be blindsided. They are going to be blindsided because they don't seek the truth. They think that all these little, you know, things that come across their social media, number one, they think they're actually coming from people. They don't know that there, many of them are coming from bots, and many of the replies and the promotions are coming from bots. And now we're going to have to wait who knows how long before you know, Twitter either gets straightened out or doesn't. Twitter wishes it doesn't. They didn't want to sell. They didn't want to sell what they had going, because what they had going, it financially, it wasn't what they were after, which ought to tell you something. It didn't matter how much money somebody was willing to pay for Twitter. What they wanted was the power. What they still desire, what they crave, is the power to control people's minds. And there's at least half the country who has no idea. Every single day, they're being lied to. Well, my comments, I went on to say there is coming a time when violence will come. It happens in every civilized culture, the growing pains of development. That violence will be present whether you are armed or not. So which would you rather have it? Armed, which would you rather be, armed or unarmed? On October 4, 2021, Attorney General Merrick Garland issued a memo ordering the FBI to use its authority to respond to what he called a disturbing spike in harassment, intimidation, and threats of violence against school administrators, board members, teachers, and staff. Because those parents who care about what their children are being fed in their minds, how those children are being taught in closed, quiet, private rooms with no other supervision going on, without parents knowing, yeah, those people are terrorists. Well, you can bet your ass that if parents who give a crap about their children are terrorists, you know how many more of the rest of us will fit into the terrorism category? Yeah, so many people will be afraid to speak up at some point. You know? It's like, I don't want the hassle. Oh. God, I had some really fun information to talk about today, but you know, you can't. I'll save it. You know, hopefully by Wednesday, I should have some more videos up. I'll post them in the chat room, of course, on Real Liberty Media. I mean, the IRC chat. And people will be able to find them. The one that I shared earlier, you have to have the link to view it because I wanted to keep it private initially. It'll eventually be public. I put that one on YouTube because I thought the quality would be better, but really I think they're the same on all of the platforms, so I'm just going to stick with Rumble, BitChute, and Odyssey, to be honest with you. I don't think anything's ever been taken down from those platforms yet. So we'll just keep going with that. Let's see. I had a whole freaking segment. Let's see if I missed anything. I'm actually right on time, I think. I just want to make sure anything I wanted to finish with. That domestic terrorism thing, man, it really has me kind of blown away. But, I mean, it really doesn't surprise me. So, you know, anybody that you know that, anybody that you know who isn't, you know, alerted to these things, you know, direct them to Real Liberty Media. Direct them to Hal Anthony's Behind the Woodshed. Like I said, that guy dispenses a ton of information and really doesn't, you know, repeat himself. I'm telling you, like, I'm gonna name a few names. Clyde Lewis, Ground Zero. That guy is one of my favorite guys to listen to, but you know what? I don't have to listen to him twice because during his 3-hour show, he'll repeat himself often. Like he starts the new hour kind of reviewing the information. I think it's kind of like, well, some people maybe didn't get the first hour, so I'm going to recap, right? And he doesn't say I'm going to recap. He actually just kind of starts over. I mean, sometimes I'd be listening and thinking, now, wait a minute. I swear to God, I just heard this last hour, because that's the format that they use. I mean, they literally kind of like, I don't know, maybe they understand something different, or maybe it's a different kind of listenership they have. Like, I think people who listen to Behind the Woodshed and Redneck Dentist, I think that they are... on top of it. Like, they listen, they probably know a lot of the stuff we're already going to talk about, so they just need maybe a little bit of more information, or they're listening for that one little gem that they don't know about, you know, something to help them survive the next whatever's coming. Yeah, smarter, more informed, I think, in general. Whereas, you know, Clyde Lewis and all these other guys, Markley Van Camp and Robbins, I listen to. I don't really watch anybody on TV, but they repeat themselves a lot. I mean, that's just the way it goes. So, let's see, where are we at? We must be getting close. Oh, I think I got like another. Oh, I got like 5 more minutes, man. Well, not really. I must have started that late. Oh, yeah, because I started music. Hey, but we made it through the show without an emergency call, which is awesome. And, you know, following Hal Anthony, I had to kind of start kind of right on time, and he ended right on time, which he always does. The guy is like clockwork. Anyway, I will call it right now and say thanks, you guys, for listening. I look forward to seeing you on Wednesday. We are finally going to get a cool down here in the Pacific Northwest, back down into the 80s. I can live with that, man. This 90, and I know 90 is nothing for a lot of you guys, but for us in the Pacific Northwest, 90 is like too much. We don't like it. Anyway, thanks again for joining me, and we will catch you guys on Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern. Thanks again. Thank you for listening to the Redneck Dentist Podcast. Please show your support for the podcast. This podcast is not on the biggest platforms, but it is on the best free speech platforms. Until next time, remember, all bleeding eventually stops.